It's not whether the weather rail is good or bad. For Oahu residents who regularly pay the rail surcharge tacked on to their purchases, what isn't so good is how the state's cost to administrate that surcharge has been escalating. According to the Tax Foundation of Hawaii, the state's take was equal to the Department of Taxation budget last year. The group is suing the state over what it says is the state's practice of skimming tens of millions of dollars annually from the rail surcharge pot. Tax Foundation of Hawaii President Tom Yamachika joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Bethann. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for being here. How is it that there have been so few people who have really tried to focus attention on that escalating amount of the surcharge as opposed to the Department of Taxation budget and the fact that those things were tracking along?
Well, actually, it's been brought up several times over the past few years. I know the newspaper had people who brought it up, and other folks brought it up, but I think various people have testified about it, but nothing really happened. I know the mayor mentioned that, in his first year in office, he went to the legislature trying to get that skim amount down, and they basically killed it and basically told him don't come back.
For a lot of people, though, that rail conversation still seems to be populated with a lot of old information, the good bad situation, or they are concerned about overruns and all of that, but not really looking at it from the state perspective of what the state says is perfectly constitutional and justifiable in taking that amount from the surcharge.
Yeah, well, I don't think people have really focused on what it costs to actually administer the surcharge. I mean, we saw a couple of reports that the Department of Taxation put out in 2007-2008 indicating that the cost has been million two per year, as opposed to the 20 something million they're actually taking. So something is seriously out of whack, and that's why we decided to get involved.
That money filters into the general fund, which means you don't really have a full accounting of where the money goes.
Yeah, it goes straight to the general fund. The general fund funds pretty much every agency and government on all of the islands. So it's really just a very, very large pot of money, and it's impossible to trace stuff from there.
But on the flip side of what it would cost the state to be able to administer the surcharge, those costs should be available, are they? Do you know how much it costs the state to actually be able to administrate what it says it needs to?
Well, we don't have more recent data on it than the reports I've described. We just got word from through their attorneys that they didn't keep, the department didn't keep track, so they have no idea.
So we take the state's word for it that it really needs all of that money that it says it's taking.
I don't think so. I mean, if it's a new tax, right, and it was in 2006, 2007 when it first came into existence, then yeah, there are some reprogramming costs. There are some costs to write the regs. There are some costs to redesign the forms and that kind of thing. So you have an initial startup outlay, but once it's going,
those costs should decrease.
Yeah, it should stabilize or decrease.
So now you're doing something that the Tax Foundation has never done before.
Yeah, we
you're suing.
Yeah, we don't typically sue people.
How long did it take you to be able to build the case within your own organization that this was the only outlet or your only way of being able to get a little bit more of attention on this?
Well, we've been kind of working on it since this current legislative session. We talked about it. We testified at the legislature for a long time, and when they decided to not listen to us, then we kind of started talking within our organization about, well, geez, are we going to be the ones to actually do something about this now that talking is not accomplishing anything?
So the only recourse for you was the lawsuit. The state says nothing doing here. We're fine. The AG has said that it's perfectly within its constitutional purview.
That's right. I mean, during the course of the legislative hearings, there are some legislators who kind of listened to what we said and had some concerns, like in particular Senator Sloan. He took the trouble to send a letter to the AG saying, well, is this constitutional? And the AG was, I guess, obligated to respond to him. So they said, yeah, it's perfectly fine. The statute says you shall take 10%, so we shall take 10%, irrespective of what it actually costs.
And not even showing what those costs are because nobody's been keeping any records of those.
Yeah, I think at this point their position is they don't really care.
So here you are with the lawsuit. They probably want to see it dismissed. And then for you, the next step will be?
Well, what we need to do, I think, is, and you're right, the state's not going to take this lying down. They're going to come back swinging, and then we will too. And so the first step is going to be, duking it out before a judge and see what the judge says.
And the timeline on that will be before the end of this year, or?
We're hoping so, yes.
All right. Well, at this point, we're in sort of a waiting game with it, but at least perhaps you've gotten more people focused on how much money the state is taking, which might have been a conversation that you wish we would have had a lot more seriously a little earlier.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of dollars have gone under the bridge since then.
How much would you estimate?
What's been taken so far is $160 million, $170
million. With no offset of knowing how much it actually costs, aside from what you got out of the 2007, 2008 report.
That's right.
All right, we're going to wait and see how this plays out. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Tom Yamachika is the president of the Tax Foundation of Hawaii.